You said.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Yes, sir. Where am I calling, please?
Can I have the zip code, please?
Okay.
Can I have your zip code?
78526.
First and last name?
Alba, A-L-B-A, Whitsitt, W-H, I-T, S-I-T-T.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
78526. That's my zip code.
Your shipping address, ma'am.
1719 Artemisa, A-R-T-E-M-I-S-A, Avenue, Brownsville, Texas.
Thank you. Now, I do see here on the 26th of January, you did purchase our Hype watch and also our pods, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
You purchased our watch and our earbuds.
Okay, I don't want them. I don't want them. I don't want them. Can you please give me my money back? This is a scam. Because No, sweetheart, wait. I sent that message on a watch and earbuds, it said all you have to pay is the shipping. And I paid the shipping, and then all of a sudden I get $54.97 deducted from my account. Why? Why?
On the 26th of January, the day that you purchased the products was free on a trial.
Yes. No, it didn't
only
say
paid
that.
Paid the shipping now.
Yes, that's all it asked for, the shipping.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
All it asked
your
for.
Trial expired.
Sir.
So they billed to the retail for the product, ma'am.
No, sir. It did not say anything about no trial date, no nothing. It said you only pay shipping. That's all. That's all it said.
Yes, ma'am.
That is a scam.
No, ma'am, it's not.
Yes, of course it is. If I tell you I'm going to sell you this pair of whatever, all you have to pay is shipping, and then all of a sudden you get $100 deducted from your account, is that not a scam? That is a
no,
scam.
No, because
it tells you on the web page
before purchasing the product and in the terms and condition now.
No, sir. I want my money back, at least a percentage. I want my money back.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
No, it's not. That's a scam. Because it didn't say anything. Okay?
All right. Anything else for you?
I'm sorry?
Say that again?
A scam is a scam no matter how you look at it. Okay? That's $55 off my account. That is stealing. Because it was a scam. Okay?
Anything else for you, ma'am?
Sir, well, give it back to me.
Ma'am, that charge is valid.
How can it be? How can it be? It doesn't come with a charger or anything. How can I charge anything? How? How can I charge? Again, it's just a scam. Doesn't come with a charger or anything. Okay. How can I charge?
Well, now that charge is valid.
Where is the charger?
Say that again.
Huh? Where is the charger?
Ma'am, you must supply your own charger. We do not provide a charger.
No, sir. No, I'm not going to supply my own charger.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Can I?
Yes, ma'am.
You are. You're not. You're just a scammer. That's all you are. I want that money
ma'am.
Back. At least a percentage of it.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
No, sir, it's not. It never said anything about a certain time, and then you have to pay $60. It never said anything. It never said anything. Do you think that I would have taken for something as cheap as you sent me? That is nothing but cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap stuff.
And ma'am, it does like you just spoken to the previous representative.
I'm sorry?
Looks like you've spoken to a previous representative.
The what?
Looks like you've spoken to a previous representative, ma'am.
So then why did you charge me $55? Why?
Ma'am, because that's the retail price for the product.
Oh, the retail price. You got that at a place that nobody likes. It's horrible. And it's, according to what they showed, it showed like the real watch. That's nothing but junk. It didn't show what you sent. It showed like a real watch from AT&T or one of the phone companies. It didn't. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Well, give me back my money. Okay.
He hung up on me. Yeah, that is. What about the watch? Is it worth $60? Not even.